I remember a time when I used to be trying to be like Mr. Good Guy, you know what I mean? And I did not let women do a lot for me, especially when it came to like financial shit, like paying for shit, paying for dates, paying, tipping on dates, buying shit when we go out, you know what I'm saying? Like if we go to three different spots or, you know, whatever it is, like I'll just pay for everything, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like that's what a man's supposed to do. And some of it would be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna flex. Like, in the back of my mind, some of it was like, okay, I'm kind of trying to impress to a certain extent. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go ahead and make sure I'm doing all these things. And I would never go back to that again. Now, even when I was in that space, I did look for reciprocity. But even though I was looking for reciprocity, I did not accept it. So what I mean is, if we go on a date, let's say I take a chick out of town. Let's say we go on a trip and I'm paying for everything. Hotel, flight, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere we go, I'm paying for shit. I would look to see, like, is she going to offer at some point to pay for something? If she does, cool. I appreciate it. If she don't, I'm never fucking with her again, right? I'm not, because it shows just terrible character. If you don't offer to pay for nothing, you don't offer to tip the waitress, you don't offer to, you know what I'm saying? We go get some souvenirs, t-shirts, keychain. You don't offer to pay for shit. I'm not fucking with you again. But even if she did offer to pay for something, I wouldn't accept because I wanted to pay for everything. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to show that I had everything in control. I just wanted you to offer just to show good character. But it's like, you ain't got to worry about paying for shit at all, though, at the same time. Like I said, I never do that shit again. And I'm going to tell y'all why.
If you lazy, you waking up at fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon and shit like that.
Popping bottles.
You're setting the tone for everybody because you're the leader.
Popping pills.
That's just what comes with being a man.
Popping bitch ass niggas.
I don't want nobody making decisions over my life except me. Not a woman, not a judge, not an officer, not no motherfucker.
When them bullets hit them up, look like son had a seizure. Run, I'll give it up, you know the procedure. I be sipping Jack and Honey.
I don't think nothing can make me feel like a man. I don't think nothing can make me not feel like a man.
Chains on my collar.
You can't take the benefits of being a man without the responsibilities.
Give you niggas head on, so God in the
king. What it all come down to is this, right? We don't fuck with Donald Trump. I know we don't fuck with Donald Trump. A lot of people don't. But every now and then, Donald Trump will say some fly shit. I'm not going to lie. He'll say some fly shit every blue moon, especially when it comes to business. All of, you know, politics shit, not so much. But when it comes to business, Donald Trump is a businessman. He says some fly shit sometimes. So one time, Donald Trump said, if you go to the bank and you get them to loan you $1 million and you can't pay it back, you're in trouble. The bank is going to be calling you, asking where their money at. If you get the bank to loan you $500 million and you can't pay it back, you and the bank is in trouble. And the bank is going to be calling you, asking what they can do to help you make that money back. The more you can get them to invest in you, the more likely they are to fight for your success and help you be successful. And it's the same thing in a relationship. When people break up, the things you hear people say the most, men and women, you hear a chick saying, oh, I did this for this nigga, I did that for this nigga. How you just gonna do me like that? You hear men saying, oh, I bought her this, I bought her that. You know, how she just gonna leave? You know I fucked up, but how she just gonna leave? I done all this stuff for her. People really feel away when they invest in a relationship and it doesn't work out. The more that people invest in a relationship, the more they are willing to make sure that it works out. So the reason I would never go back to paying for everything and not letting a chick do nothing at all is because I know that the more a woman invests in a relationship, the more she is likely to fight for the success of a relationship. If I just let a chick sit back and not do nothing, and I'm not going 50-50 with chick bills, all that. Y'all already know. If y'all listen to this podcast, this ain't y'all first rodeo with Terry Roseland, y'all already know I ain't having no chick pay no bills and no extra shit like that. I'm just talking about doing a little nice shit. You know what I'm saying? Taking a nigga on a date here and doing it, you know, offering to pay for this, offering to pay for that. And I'm gonna let you pay for it. If you offer, I'm letting you pay for it. And if you invite me somewhere, you're paying for it. I don't give a fuck. I, you know, invite chicks out on dates all the time. But if a woman invites me to a date and say, hey, do you want to go here? You're paying for it. This is your idea. I was at home chilling. You don't just call me and tell me you want to go here and I'm just gonna show up and pay for it. Nah, I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing that. Now, if it's your birthday or some shit like that, yeah. But if you just inviting me on a date, then you know, you inviting me out on a date. You taking me on a date, sweetheart. That's what we doing. That's the space I'm in. Now, again, if you just let a chick sit back and do nothing, in my opinion, as soon as you do something that she don't like, as soon as the situation not convenient for her, it's nothing stopping her from walking away. She ain't had nothing invested in this shit, no way. She ain't had nothing invested in this shit, no way. The more people do, the more people pay for, the more people do this and that for you, the more emotionally attached they gonna be to the outcome of the situation. I ain't saying that her buying some shit or paying for some shit is gonna make her more so emotionally attached to you as a person, as a being, but she is gonna be more emotionally attached and invested in the outcome of this situation. People invest in things because they want them to work out. That's just what it is. So it's three reasons why I feel like it's important to let a woman invest in you. And I'm talking about financial shit right now. It could be more than financial shit. It could be her cooking for you, but it got to be consistent. It can't all at once in a blue moon. She going to cook for you here and there. That shit don't really mean nothing as far as this conversation is concerned. I'm not saying you shouldn't be appreciative of it. You should be appreciative of everything that somebody do for you. That's why I don't fuck with that bare minimum conversation. Like, anything somebody do for you should be appreciated. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody, it relates to this conversation when it comes to investing in somebody, if she's cooking for you consistently, meal prepping for you, shit like that, that's an investment. You know what I'm saying? If she, if you're an athlete and she making sure your body good, she rubbing you down, she, you know, buying you Epsom salt, giving you Epsom, taking care of you. Y'all know how, I don't know if y'all ever dealt with a nurturing woman, but she going to take care of you. She going to think about shit you ain't even thinking about. She going to be ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying? She going, before you even know it's a problem, she going to already have that shit took care of. Like, and nurturing women can't help but do it. They do it nonstop. Them women that every little thing wrong with, oh, you got a little in your hair. Every little thing, they just be on top of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been sitting down. I order some food with a chick. We sitting down. I open my food up. I get to scrambling around looking for the fork. She pop up, that bitch in her hand. She was waiting on me to figure out where my fork was at so she could give it to me, so she could unwrap it and put it in the food for me. Like, they just be on it. It be the little things and the big things. You know what I'm saying? But these are three reasons that a woman will invest in you. And if she's not, then, you know, these are three things that you got to think about. All right. Number one, if you want to hear the rest of this episode and get some more bonus exclusive content, get over to Patreon, man. The Patreon link is in the show description right now. Patreon has a few different tiers. You get bonus content. We got a tier where you get to call into the show and chop it up with me, maybe even get some relationship advice or give some relationship advice or just tell a story on the show. All right, you get the phone number to call into the show. And we got another tier where you get the pod class as well as everything else I just named. The pod class is where I teach you how to make your own podcast, buy all the right equipment, build your audience up, take your podcast on tour, do all the things that I'm doing right now. Okay, so get over to Patreon. And also with every tier, you get in the Discord where you get to chop it up with the Roseland family. I need to see all of y'all in Patreon right now.